Spandex was not something that Megan often found herself in, but then there was nothing normal about this situation. The problem was that she had a vindictive boyfriend. He was always trying to one-up her, and they made bets frequently. When one of them lost, the other made them pay. Looking back, it was probably a dumb idea for her to challenge him to a game of rummy, when she knew good and well that he usually won. It was an even dumber idea for her to agree to let him have anything he wanted if he won. In her defense, she had been drunk and overconfident. It had not worked out in her favor. Now she was walking around in an anime convention, wearing a cosplay for a character that she wasn't even familiar with, and being led by her boyfriend who wasn't even dressed up at all. That part was the most unfair, because this was his thing. Megan didn't know much about video games or comic books or anime, and she was the one in the outfit getting stared at. Of course, some of the stares were because she was hardly wearing anything at all. Oh, her outfit covered the important bits, but it was so tight it showed every curve. Vince had explained that she was dressed as Honey Badger, who was originally a comic book character that had been turned into an anime. The suit she wore was made of spandex, and it was practically full body. It had long sleeves and shorts that showed off her tan legs to anyone who cared to look. It didn't help that there was a collar around her neck, or that Vince was leading her around by it. People stared and pointed, and parents ushered their children away from them. But it wasn't like Megan could blame them. They probably looked like a pair of deviants. "Smile, baby," Vince said, patting her on the ass right there in the line they were in for him to get something signed. "This never would have happened if you'd had some humility. And just think, now that I've taken your modesty, you might learn how to do better next time." His words made her want to be like the character she was dressed as and claw his eyes out. But she refrained, gritting her teeth and trying to ignore the fact there was a teenage boy staring at her ass nearby. "How much longer are we going to be in this line?" she asked, trying not to speak too loudly. She wasn't upset with the people here, or the hobby itself. She was just tired of being stared at and led around like a pet. As if Vince could actually tame a honey badger. "Not much longer, and then I have a surprise for you. I think you might actually like it." Megan snorted. "I'll believe it when I see it," she said, rolling her eyes. "Well, you'll be seeing it soon enough." Vince hadn't told her much about what they might be doing other than walking around and letting everyone get a good eyeful of the material clinging to her shapely ass. But from the look on his face, she could tell there was something else going on. She wasn't sure if she was convinced that she would like it, but if it was less embarrassing than this, then she was on board. The line moved rather quickly, and soon they were at the front of it. Vince chatted with the artist briefly, and then he was tugging her away, leading her down a hall where there were fewer people. It didn't look like it was off limits, but there certainly weren't vendors or other people wearing cosplays to be seen here, and Megan frowned. "Where are we going?" Vince grinned at her. "There's a secret to these conventions. Most of the action goes on out there with people mingling and taking pictures, but there's a darker side for the more interesting people in the hobby." "What does that even mean?" Megan wanted to know. "It means there's a reason I wanted a collared honey badger. I'd like to take this moment to remind you that you promised to do whatever I want today." That choice of words set her on edge, but she kept walking with him as they moved to a part of the hotel where no one else seemed to be. Clearly, it was prearranged, since Vince knew where to go, but it was darker than the area they had been in before, and Megan was starting to hear some strange sounds, like ones that sounded like a woman moaning. When they reached the end of the hall, there was a large set of double doors that Vince pushed through, letting them into what looked like an old conference room or something. There were chairs stacked and pushed along one wall, and a few tables in rows in the back of the room. The most prominent thing was, of course, the fact that there were people inside very clearly having sex.